It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, December 17th, 2021. We have on our ship schedule today 8 inbounders, 9 outbounders, and 16 vessels at anchor or waiting to anchor. So in this case this morning, we have about 5 vessels that are offshore waiting to come into the river and anchor. So they're kind of motoring around out there waiting their turn to come into the river. So that happens on occasion when the anchorages are full. And so this is a case where as soon as other ships move upriver, and a couple of them are going to move upriver early this morning and one tonight, that will make room for others to come into the river. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect this evening through late tonight, and then a gale watch in effect from late tonight through Saturday afternoon. And that is an indicator of arriving weather. Surprise, surprise. It's our winter weather pattern where one storm after another kind of comes through and sort of pounds on us a bit. Today's marine weather forecast includes south winds, 10 to 15 knots, rising to 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the south, 3 feet high at 5 seconds apart, west swell, 6 feet at 10 seconds. And we have a chance of rain in the afternoon. Well, the pandemic has been hard on the shipping industry in terms of its effects on people and on cargo. One of the worst people effects has been mariners stuck working on ships for way past their contracts without being able to go home. In worst-case scenarios, mariners were essentially marooned on their ships, continuing to work many months past the time when they would normally have been able to take a break. Contracts are generally for just a few months of the year. Some of this disruption has been caused by fears that allowing crews to change as they normally would bring COVID infection on board a ship. Other reasons have to do with border restrictions in the home countries of mariners who would, after serving on board, be unable to go home. This article from the industry trade magazine called Marine Log talks about steps the industry is taking to avoid the same mess with the Omicron variant, now on the rise worldwide. And you can find them online, by the way, at marinelog.com. But let me read you some of this. With the Omicron coronavirus variant leading governments to close borders, ship owners, seafarers unions, and maritime employer groups are responding. They're establishing their own approved international network of quarantine facilities to ensure that seafarers can safely join ships despite unpredictable changes to border policies. This program is called the Crew Enhanced Quarantine International Program, #CrewEquip, and it's a partnership between 3 groups, the International Maritime Employers Council, the International Chamber of Shipping, and the International Transport Workers Federation. Collectively, the organizations represent more than 80% of the global merchant fleet and nearly 1 million international seafarers through almost 200 affiliated unions. Crew Equip will create a list of trusted hotels available for crew quarantines that are independently reviewed. The program is designed to overcome frequent changes in government border policies affecting international crew by having the highest standards and industry-best protocols in place, ensuring the scheme will continue to safely get crew members to vessels even if governments increase their quarantine requirements. So before this, everything was so disorganized, everything was in flux, and there were no sort of certified safe places where a mariner could go and then be certified to be safe, free of illness after a certain quarantine period. So this would give people going to ships a safe place to go for the quarantine period and people coming from ships a safe place to stay, and they would then be approved to either go home or go on to their vessels and work. The group said the program is urgently needed to avoid the shipping industry returning to the worst days of the crew change crisis. Those days saw 400,000 seafarers trapped working aboard vessels beyond their initial contracts in late 2020, with an equivalent number unable to join vessels and earn income. The group say that there is still an urgent need for a global permanent system with digital vaccine and testing recognition. In the meantime, they say Crew Equip will be important to support greater levels of crew change. The groups welcome the announcement this week of a new joint World Health Organization ILO Industry Action Group to advance digital yellow cards for seafarers and other workers who need to cross borders for their jobs. So they're attempting to standardize some of these safety measures and make it so that a ship owner could be assured that any crew members coming from a facility like this would be healthy and free of COVID. And also governments could say, well, we can let these people back into their country because they've stayed in one of these approved facilities. So under the Crew Equip scheme, shipping companies and their representatives, such as crewing agents and vessel managers, are able to sponsor pre-embarkation quarantine facilities for seafarers to be considered for recognition. Facilities must meet Crew Equip stringent standards for hygiene, testing integrity, and data security. And the facilities must also pass inspection by Lloyd's Register. So Lloyd's Register, this is it's a classification society. This is almost a whole nother topic for a ship report on another day. But a ship classification society or organization is a non-governmental organization that maintains technical standards for the operation of ships. So they issue a certificate for a vessel that ships need to access ports, and it certifies that the ship has met standards. So in this case, they're trying to create an affiliation with a classification society that will legitimize the certification of mariners to be healthy to go either on ships or to leave ships safely. So the important thing is that these facilities are recognized in the industry as safe places to be, where people will not be allowed out of them until they are healthy and free of COVID. So as of just yesterday, ship owners, shipping companies, and their representatives were now able to access an online booking portal to nominate pre-embarkation quarantine facilities. So they're trying to find facilities that would be willing to participate in this, which is probably like hotels, to allow them their facilities to be turned into a quarantine facility. This might be great for hotels that are not having the kind of bookings that they would like to see during the pandemic. So at any rate, this looks like it might be a way to avoid this mess if the Omicron variant becomes a real problem and brings the pandemic back. And even if it doesn't, I mean, the Delta variant is still a big factor worldwide. So this looks like it might be a way for mariners to get into a safe facility that could then quarantine them and certify that they're safe to either travel home or go aboard a ship and earn a living. Sounds like a valuable step forward to protect maritime workers' rights and prevent the previous mess from happening again, and also reassure workers that it's okay to go back to work. I mean, they're already experiencing a shortage of workers in the maritime industry. The pandemic did not help that, because once people got off the ships, many people were just saying, well, I'm never doing that again because I don't know when I would be able to go home again. If this program takes off and there are standards set and safe places to facilitate the movement of workers on and off ships, mariners, this might be a real way to protect and ensure that people get to go home and also that ships have enough crew. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.